Garfield by Jim Davis, September the 19th, 1978.
Hey Garfield, meet Hondo, the puppet. Hi Garfield, you're sure fat. Ha ha ha.
Fucking hell, Jim Davis. Mm. Wow.
If you wanted to be the king of the jungle, you may have been missold VIPPI.
That's quite good, actually.
Yeah, I should have said King of the Swingers.
King of the Swingers. Yeah,
yeah, rather than King of the Jungle.
Cause, that's because we've just been like singing songs from the jungle.
I'm the King of the Swingers. Oh, the jungle VIP.
And as we previously discussed, well, as I discussed, that is basically, like you pointed out that, what's his face?
Christopher Walken,
that you were just doing an impression of, did Louis... King Louis in the live-action remake, which I had sort of... I have seen it, but I sort of haven't.
It's inherently forgettable.
We've saw Dune 2 recently, and he was the Padishah Emperor Shaddam the Fourth in that. And they're sort of similar stories, aren't they? You know, he's reached the top and
give
had to stop,
power,
and that's what's bothering him.
Of the crazy spice.
Of Arrakis flower.
That's,
flower spelled F-L-O-U-R.
Nice.
Yeah.
These guys, the guild navigators, I haven't seen anything like them. They're crazy. Ironically, Christopher Dancing is a very accomplished power walker.
What?
It's because Christopher Walken's a very good dancer, isn't he?
Oh, I see.
And so
he was in the video, wasn't he?
That was a humorous remark.
Hello, everyone. This is I Don't Like Mondays. It's an unedited husband and wife podcast about Garfield. I'm Kat. He's Guy. There we go. We've got that out of the way and done with. I was interested in the Christopher Walken lore. Please continue.
Well, he's just a very accomplished dancer.
What? Did he start out as a dancer?
I don't know. I know that...
I thought you knew more about Christopher Walken than me.
I know that the choreographer for the Red Dwarf episode that begins with the tongue-tied number was the guy who played Queeg in the previous episode where Holly is replaced by Queeg.
I didn't know that.
Neither did
I. But Danny John-Jules was a dancer, of course, wasn't it? That's
yes.
how he started out.
Danny John-Jules was a dancer. Chris Berry was a poet. Yeah. No.
No, Chris
was an
Berry
impressionist.
Was an impressionist. Yeah.
Craig Charles was a poet.
Chris Berry worked on Spitting Image.
Yes. If you'd like to listen to this, but better, check out the Better Than Life podcast. I'm the guest on their first episode.
I should listen to that.
Yeah, it's genuinely good.
I've got a long drive coming up.
Oh, yes, you do.
Not a massively long drive, but a drive.
Because Catherine's getting into distance golf.
Yeah,
I'm going. Oh, I see you've been playing the long game. Yes. Tennis. Just immediately. That was a good joke.
Tennis.
Because it's a long game.
Oh, I see.
No.
The problem is that you're kind of like shifting about non sequitur, kind of jumping here, there, hither and yon, means that we can't stick on any one topic for any
No, so that's
time.
Not a non sequitur. You said that you've got a long drive, and I said, you've been playing distance golf.
You made puns.
Distance golf with a long drive.
So there was something that I wanted to talk about, and now I've completely forgotten what it was because
Walken
you just
law.
Went all over the show.
Christopher Walken law,
no,
a long drive.
It's gone.
No, don't immediately it's got. No, because we're working back. Christopher Walken law, a long drive. A Red Dwarf podcast.
Red Dwarf, that was it. Danny John-Jules, that I, of course, for me, Cat was the guy from Maid Marian, not the other way around.
I don't think I realised, because I don't, like, I obviously watched a bit of Maid Marian. Oh, no, Una, don't do this, because you're going to unplug something.
Una!
Oh, kitten time.
Oh, she's really going for it.
But I think that was perhaps at the stage of my life where I couldn't quite... differentiate actors. Like, it wasn't an actor, it was just that role is that person. In the same way that, as I talked about on Sonic the Comic, the podcast, another podcast that you should listen to, when I was reading Sonic the Comic as a kid, I didn't sort of think that people wrote or drew it. It just, like, it was just a thing. It was just a thing that existed. I didn't realise, like, oh, it's a different artist, or this is, I was just like, okay, this just exists.
Yeah.
It's been brought into the world perfect and fully formed, and that, like, there's no... What do you mean people made that? Why? How would
so
people make that?
As we have previously discussed, there's about just over a year and a half difference in terms of age between us.
Yes.
So I'm older than you by like a year and like 10 months or something. No, 8 months, something like that. Anyway, not a huge amount, but just enough for like when you're the difference between 6 and 8 is huge, and the difference between 8 and 10 is huge in terms of what you take in and what you remember.
Yeah.
So I think Maid Marian was on at the time, like on the BBC, just at that time when I was like old enough to
Yeah, and I was just like, these
are just not quite.
These aren't actors playing people.
Yeah,
this is just. They're not
noise and shapes on a screen.
No. They're not actors playing people, nor are they sort of people. And this is like filmed like a documentary. It's just, this is a unit of thing that I watch.
Yeah.
No work went into making this. This is just a thing,
just
that,
a
exists.
Thing that exists.
It exists in the same way that clouds exist. It's just, it's a constant.
Yeah.
Presumably much like how, again, if you should listen to Sonic the Comic the podcast, if you haven't, how Dave Bulmer believed that Spider-Man and Santa Claus
were the same,
occupied the same sort of space.
Do you know what? I can see that, though. I can see that. They both start with an S.
No,
And they've both got red on them.
I genuinely believe this. I wasn't sarcasm. Because quite clearly...
That wasn't
this
sarcasm.
They occupy the same space in the sense that they are the same kind of guy. They've always existed. They're creatures from myth.
Yeah, that too. No,
but
I can sort of see that.
I don't think
that
the beginning with S and having red on them is...
Well, no, but like, I think you put yourself in the sort of frame of mind of being like, you know, 4 years old. I can actually see that. I can totally see.
I think you are coming at this from the wrong direction.
Maybe,
and
I'm doing it in good faith. There's no.
I'm surprised by this because this seems like the sort of thing that you
there
would.
There is no shenanigan happening here. I promise you.
There is no shenanigan. There is a shenanigan happening there.
There is a shenanigan in the
form
of. What's
that you found? That's a little bit of cat litter. Don't eat it. Did she eat that?
In the form
has
of
she
a
got
very
that in her mouth?
Cat.
Oh, well.
No.
We don't know.
There you go.
So, as regular listeners may know, Una the Kitten's spaying onesie, that is to say a onesie that she was wearing after being spayed, it's not like a set of clothing that neuters you, has been removed, and as such, she's been a drastic little sausage.
She did. She's done really, really well. She's doing really, really well.
Oh, yeah. But this does mean that she's... It's like when you watch a movie where some sort of super monster is being inhibited by a metallic outfit with all pistons and hinges, and then it breaks the shackles and it's all like... imagine
like Captain
that.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Without the inhibitor.
Yes, that's a better way of putting it.
We don't want to play with her like with the big toys, like, you know, the bird on a string and things like that.
Because she's still a small borough of London.
Ealing.
She's...
Yeah, she's
no.
She's not clear for like full activity until Saturday.
Which is a shame because she had a kayaking holiday booked at Centre Parks.
Oh,
imagine a cat in a little
jacket.
Kayak.
Yeah, I'll take a
little
jacket.
Like giving it all this,
having a nice little holiday,
little spray deck.
Yeah.
Oh no, but they'd hate getting splashed because they're cats.
Some cats like water.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think
Una
likes
does.
Water. No.
Although I did try to get her away from my computer equipment yesterday by holding the spray bottle of water that we've been using as a sort of last resort discipline spritz. And she bapped it with her little foot, showing complete disrespect.
Disrespect. Yeah, she's a very disrespectful little kid.
Spare the rod, spoil the child. Bap the rod. Demonstrate your authority.
Oh,
here she comes to put her foot in your tea or my water.
Absolutely not. You can go around the back, but not
No, don't
here.
Go around the back
no,
either.
Oh,
we
God.
Need to get this table sorted out
we
so we can have a dining table and move all of my streaming and all my recording. Hey, if we move the recording stuff upstairs, I could put some soundproofing panels
that'd be nice.
About the place, which should be pleasant. Una, this is not Christian behaviour. Did you notice
Christian
that the glasses on my egg face have
I did notice
vanished.
They've gone. Has she eaten them?
She was standing behind the computer, so I picked her up. And as I picked her, she kicked, booted that egg across the room.
Oh,
and the glasses
the
are somewhere around
oh,
there.
No.
They're not in...
Hello.
Is she going to try and eat that bit of
Probably.
Cat litter? They're not in range of the little robot vacuum, which is good. Because of all the rest of the cack there. And part of my job for the... Jobs for the weekend. Shut up, Monty Don. Leave me alone. You can't tell me what to do. One of my jobs for the weekend. Shut up, Monty Don. Leave me alone. You can't tell me what to do. One of my jobs for the weekend.
Don't do it.
Shut up, Catherine Kelly. You can leave me alone. You can't tell me what to do. It sort of worked. Is to try and tidy this bit again.
Yeah.
And go through the floor.
Just giving everyone a domestic update.
Yeah.
That's quite nice. Back to children's television as a perennial topic. What were the other like things that you sort of vaguely remember as a blob Like, it's just something that exists in the world. It's that funny thing of childhood, isn't it? There are things that just exist in the world. Like, I specifically remember some public information films, like, from the late 80s and early 90s. I remember the really big AIDS one. You know, the one that was, like, the tombstone sort of...
It was
really unsettling. But I had no idea, obviously, what any of it meant. And I didn't even really know, like, what a tombstone was when I was, like, sort of 3 or 4. So, like, you know, 88, 89, 90. And so I've just got these vague... Well, obviously, I've seen it since, but I've got these vague memories of seeing that on telly and being like, that's a really boring programme. Why is that? So, what? That's really weird. Is it... Why is it so dark? What's that all about? And I also remember another one, which was... I might have mentioned this before. It was like a kind of safety in the home kind of thing. And there was a woman doing some ironing... and then, like, a small child running around. Yeah, and then, like, the hot iron falls from the ironing board, and then the next shot is of, like, a rubber doll with its face caved in. I remember seeing that and being like, what the fuck?
The iron turned the child into a dolly.
No, it was just horrible. It was really horrible. And they showed these during the day.
I've definitely talked about it.
Like, just after Pebble Mill at 1 or something.
I've talked about this before, but I'm going to say it again because
they just put them on the telly like that was a reasonable thing to do. And the ones about railway safety, Jesus Christ, don't get me started.
Okay. this might be a taking things literally thing.
No, that's fine. Because it was rhetoric.
No. What I'm about to say might be a taking things literally thing. I know that Don't Get Me Started was rhetoric, and I was just being funny by saying okay, because I'd been trying to say something and that you were sort of... It was a humorous device, and then my next statement was to lead on to the next.
You've just made it even funnier by explaining it.
You're saying that because you know that I know, and you're doing that to wind me up. Ooh, you sausage.
Carry on. What were you going to say? What were you going to say that was actually interesting?
It is weak to mock the afflicted, Catherine. No, we've definitely talked about it before. It's probably related to taking things very literally. An article in, like, The Mirror or something along the lines of...
Did your parents take The Mirror?
Of course not.
How common.
My grandfather took The Mirror.
Uh-huh. Which one? Which grandfather?
I thought you meant which mirror.
Oh, my God.
Grandad Sam.
Oh, did
I don't know what Grandad Jack read. I don't know if they could read. They were in Wales. That's... What?
Nothing.
All the road signs are written twice.
Carry on.
For enhanced literacy techniques.
No, carry on. Just, you know, keep digging. I'm enjoying this. I'll get some
popcorn. Keep digging. Oh, all Welsh people are miners now. Is that what you're saying? You're saying I'm slating the Welsh because of the slate.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wasn't that like a Cumbrian thing, slate?
I don't fucking know.
Like the Lake District. They've got a lot of slate in the Lake District.
They've got a lot of lakes in the Slate District, but I don't prattle on about it.
I like the Lake District. We should go
is
on a little holiday.
Is more combative anyway than usual, or
no,
have I had
I don't
a coffee?
Think so. Okay. I think you've had a coffee. You're like firing on 900 cylinders, and I'm just quite happily sitting here with a tea and my knitting. So carry on. What were you saying?
Video games turned my child into a robot, and I was like, oh, sick! Don't do it. Don't spit water over my expensive microphone.
Oh, no, it was tea. I took a mouthful of tea, and then I was like... Yeah, that is not the intended outcome of that headline, is it?
No. Like, from talking to my parents, I was like, what does this mean? It was like, oh, I think it means that the kid would just come home, play video games, and not talk to anybody. And I'd clearly seen Superman 2 or whichever one it was, where that terrifying bit where the metal all wangs towards a woman who's stuck to a computer. How's that for Black Mirror? And I was like, fuck, video game. How did he get zapped? Did it give him powers like a freakazoid? What's cool?
Completely baffled by metaphor.
Yeah, so like, oh, it just meant that like the kid stopped other things. Well, say that. Don't say something really cool. Say video games turned my kid into a boring little twat. Don't be like, oh, turn my kid into a robot. Fuck. I also had a Game Genie cartridge that said it works whether it's switched on or off. And I got really grumpy because it wouldn't work with the Mega Drive turned on. And I didn't realise that it meant that there was there was a switch on the Game Genie cartridge. So it could just act as a pass-through, or you'd turn the switch on, and then the Game Genie would load up first, and that's when you'd enter the codes.
You mean, you say, why would it? Like, I don't know, why wouldn't it?
Well, it's the thing that's turned off. Like, if an appliance is turned off, if you had, like, bags that you put in
Oh, right, you had to turn it on in order to...
I had to turn the Mega Drive on.
Yeah.
Because, wait, how else...
did you think it would work without the Mega Drive turned on?
Well, it said it works without turning it on, and I had a moment of, like, oh... I wasn't a smart kid. Well, I was a smart kid, but...
You were, I think you were sort of smart like a tiny little professor is smart.
Aw, that's kind of, like, cute, though.
Yeah, like, quite clever, but zero common sense.
Wow. First of all, how dare you?
I mean, is that accurate?
I'm going to give you a cryptic crossword clue.
Why?
To see if you can get it.
I probably can't.
Don't look at the answer.
I don't like cryptic crosswords.
Who established articles in German about scientific topics originally? Question mark. Yeah.
Is the originally, like, mean that it's like a beginning of a word or something?
Yes.
Who is? What was it again? Because I can't see it.
You also don't have a memory brain, do you?
No, I don't.
There we go. There's the clue.
Who
published articles in German about scientific topics originally? Listeners, if you'd like to pause the podcast now and write down your answers, you can tweet us at IDLMpodcast or email us at IDLMpodcast@gmail.com.
About scientific... Does the about mean that there's, like, some letters about something?
Yes.
Okay, so originally...
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah.
So there's a question mark, which
means... Yeah, that means there's some bullshit.
There's some additional fuckery boutery going on. That's idlmpodcast@gmail.com.
Articles. No.
Okay. Who published articles in German about scientific topics?
Yeah.
Well, that's just a question. It was in the opening video to Red Alert.
You're asking me to remember stuff that
stuck his tongue out
30 years. Oh, what, Albert Einstein?
Yes. So the answer is Einstein.
Right.
Articles in German is Ein, E-I-N, because it's plural, there's two of them. Scientific topics originally is the first letters of scientific topics. So Ein, with S-T in the middle, gives Einstein. And so the whole clue... It's a sort of cryptic definition.
I just don't see the point. Just say the word.
What, who's the little professor now?
I'm not mad keen on cryptic crosswords.
Not for the likes of you.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Talk, please.
What are you doing? Oh, he's bending down. He's doing something.
I've got another. I've decided...
Oh, what is this? Your American slang?
Well, don't... Oh, don't give
well, I don't
the game
know
away. What we've got here... This is the...
Go on.
We have fun.
You can do it.
This is the... This is the...
Thesaurus. No, come on. Carry on.
This is the big book of synonyms of American slang.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some...
Oh, from the...
Oh, this is from the Blackpool Sixth Form College Library.
Well,
Heroes in a Half-Shell Turtle Power. Oh, I had a good one then. So what I'm going to...
Are we having a random one?
Yeah, so I'm going to give you some... synonyms.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me what the word is.
Oh, this is a good game. Is this like so do you want the original?
Yes, the original word. These are a bunch of synonyms for a word.
Right. Do you want when you say the word, is it a word which is the word which is defined as in
the
slang?
So if I looked up the word horse in a thesaurus and it had GG galloper big sod. I read out GG Galloper
then
Big Sod, then
horse.
You would have to say horse.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Blackleg, a boll weevil, fink, jackleg, rat, scissorbill.
Aren't those blackleg is a term for a strike breaker, isn't it?
Scab.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, but that's like an English term as well.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Blackleg is so it comes from like someone who's got coal on their legs from having gone down the mine when everyone's on strike. That was
to
from,
it.
Yeah, that was from the.
And you
mine
fink,
strikes.
But I like oh you fink you rat.
Yeah, no, I knew that one. I'd be very careful with some of these.
Oh, this is from the 80s. So, it, I mean, it's less... It's not like my hobo dictionary of slang.
Was that from the 30s or something?
Or 20s, I think, 20s, yeah. Which is, like, it's genuinely fascinating, but also intermittently unbroadcastable.
It's a bit your uncle at a family dinner.
Are you implying that my uncle was a 1920s
one's
bum?
One's uncle.
Bells and whistles. Gimmickry. Gimmicks. Mickey Mouse.
Bells and whistles. I mean, that's like sort of extraneous stuff, isn't it? All the bells and whistles for something.
Gimmicks?
Gimmicks, yeah.
Well, that was one of the...
Well, no, gimmick is like a wrestling term.
It's not just a wrestling
term. No, but like for carny, kind of.
Is it, I think you might not have this one.
No, what,
you were close. It's gadgetry.
Ah, yeah, gadgetry. I can see why it's related.
Oh, here's one.
Yep.
These terms are likely to give offence, it says.
God. Right, okay.
With a little Frenchy, frog eater, froggy.
The French?
The word given is frog.
Oh, wow. Goodness. Okay.
Oh. There was one that I was about to read out without reading the definition.
No, don't.
Not doing that one.
Don't.
Oh, no. That's...
No.
Ooh.
There's some spicy ones in there that we don't like.
Ball. Bang. Boff. Bonk. Boogie. Boom boom. Bop. Buzz the Brillo. Crawl. Dick. Diddle. Dip one's wick. Do it.
Oh.
Do the thing.
Fucking.
Fuck, yes. Nice. And the ones I didn't read out, which have got you extra points, are F, fork, frig, footy, futs. Get God Christ, there's an entire...
Of course ex- there
there's
is.
An entire second...
Of course there is. That's,
hide the weenie.
Yeah.
Give someone the shaft. Horse. That what? Can't be right. A horse.
We were horsing.
Scrump.
Horsing around, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
You could have. Maybe it's like sort of, you know, rolling in the hay kind of.
Yeah, I guess. I don't like that to tear off a piece of ass is one of them.
Oh,
like
no.
It's, like it's
oh,
a
no.
ticketing system.
that's very crass. But horsing, I quite like.
God, there's loads. This is...
Of course there are.
Well, yeah, no, I know. Apparently this is what the Simpsons writers used.
What's
for things like Abe Simpson's slang and Mr.
Tiny.
Burns' slang, yeah.
Which was the style at the time.
Which was the style at the time. Let's find another one that doesn't necessarily...
What are your teeth going, Colin?
My tea is the... this is... Okay.
Right, go on, another one. I like this game. This is good.
Beanery. Bean wagon. Chili joint. Dog wagon, donut factory, donut foundry,
a toilet,
donut house, donut joint, dump, eatery, grease joint, grease pit, grease trough.
What, a cafe?
What kind? Ham and eggery.
Like a
ham
diner.
Joint. What kind of diner?
Like a
hashery.
American style sort of
hash foundry, hash house, one arm. One arm joint. Quick and dirty. Quick and filthy.
I mean, I can't get any more than diner.
Greasy
think.
Spoon. Yeah. So, like, yeah,
yes.
yeah
that's
you
what
have
I
diner.
Meant. Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, is greasy spoon like an English kind of bit of slang? Feels like it should be.
Should we do one more of these?
Yeah. I'm enjoying this. This is interesting.
Crossroads. East Jesus.
What?
Filling station. Jerkwater Town. Actually, this sounds like a bus thing. The 420 to Jerkwater Town. Mudhole. No Placeville. One Horse Town. One Stoplight Town.
I mean,
Podunk,
this is surely like a kind of, you know, middle town. Nowhere sort of bumfuck Ohio.
Well, it gives Jerk Town, and then the definition for that is a small town. Oh, Jerk Town. I quite like
jerk
that.
Jerk Town. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Last one. I prompt.
This is good.
It's neat, isn't it? Yeah. And then... Welcome to the spin-off podcast while Guy gets his Dictionary of American Historical Slang. The all-overs, butterflies, the dithers.
Oh,
the
like anxiety.
So the jitters, fidgety nervousness, uneasy restlessness. Yeah. I'll give you the rest of them. The fantods, the fidgets, the heebie-jeebies, the jeebies, the jim-jams.
The gym jams. That's a bit like the jimmies. Rustled jimmies.
That's true. The jumps. Yeah. The leaping heebies. The Quivers, The Screaming Memes.
That's good.
The Shakes, The Spilks, S-H-P-I-L-K-E-S.
That sounds Yiddish.
That feels like there's a Yiddish to that. The Willies, The Whimwams.
The Whimwams, that's really good. Okay. Oh, I got a case of the old Whimwams.
I got such a case of the Whimwams that I need to have a lie down.
Actually, that is, yeah, you know what someone means when you say they've got a case of the Whimwams.
There's a kitten on my lap and your feet are all pointy.
Hello. Oh,
well, I'm
Hello,
all distracted now because there's a little kitten on my lap. Do you want one more of these?
Yeah, I do.
Hi, Una, that's my knitting.
Is this good content?
Don't eat it.
I suppose the listeners can also join in.
Yeah.
Don't eat it.
Oh, here we go. Interested to see this. Mm. Grokking. Hearing someone on the same wavelength.
Oh, understanding. Very, yeah. I know what grokking is. That's a gaming term.
Was it gaming or computers to begin with?
But gaming, really, but also computer. Like, I mean, to be honest, you go back far enough, they're kind of the same crowd, aren't they? You know, like tabletop gaming / wargaming / you know, computer dorks.
All these terms in the imperative and the following interjections may be used as stern or angry commands.
Wow.
Belt up. Bottle it.
Shut up.
Thank you. Button one's face.
It's a very nice day out there.
What's a terrible time to be recording a Garfield podcast.
Yeah.
I need to put the apples, tits, that can't be right. Why would apples?
I don't know. Like your eaves.
Oh, this is good. It's a little sort of index.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
I find this sort of stuff fascinating. Oh, yeah. It would be more useful if I was doing more writing, which I ain't. But
you're like me, you need a deadline.
I do. I need a deadline. It's like when I did Letter of Last Resort. Yeah. I'd had that idea for about 5 years, and it was only when I booked, like I got in touch with a venue and said, I'd like to do a show at your festival, and they said, yes, all right, you're doing that in a couple of weeks or a couple of months. Hey, look, somebody's written in this. Don't know what that says, but it's fun.
M.H. Eng?
No idea.
Don't know. No.
It's cool, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to put this away now.
Yeah.
So
there.
Yeah. Well done, everybody. I hope you enjoyed Guy Kelly Looks Through the Thesaurus. Oh, my God. I will close your nose in a book is what I'll do. Yeah.
Oh, is that one of the rudest things you can do to someone? What are some of the rudest things that you can do to someone? Like, apart from the rude, you know, like in the sort of... Because actually, beyond a certain point, it goes... It's not rude. It's horrible. Do you know?
Yes.
What's the rudest thing that you can do? So just at that boundary.
At the right level.
Like closing someone's...
A book on someone's nose is very rude. I have had a driver shake his fist at me.
Oh!
Which I thought that was a thing...
Oh, like a traditionally shaken fist.
Purely of the past.
Yeah.
Like leaning out the window,
That's
shaking a
really
fist.
Really rude.
What are you trying
why?
To do? Are you trying
Were
to,
you
like,
crossing
anger
the road?
Popeye? I think I might have been driving as well. I don't know. I just remember a man shaking his fist at me and I had a real moment of, oh, it's just like the past. That you... You jackanapes, you finks, you scallywags. Oh, if I still had the American sausage rolls, that would have been really handy. What are the rudest things you can hide two of their jigsaw pieces?
Yeah, that's really rude.
That's mad rude. You can tell them that their mum uses towels for curtains.
That is incredibly rude. That is really disrespectful.
Isn't that a rude thing to say?
Yeah.
Saw your dad... spray painting over the 20 miles an hour signs. Yep.
I mean, these are insults rude actions. Yeah.
Okay.
Like shaking your fist at someone.
Well, I suppose
bad.
That kid that pointed at my trouser leg and said, big rip.
Yeah, that was...
That's one of the ruder things that a child
really
can do
powerful.
To a man in his, at the time, mid-30s.
Big rip.
Big rip.
Oh,
I know there's
God.
A big rip in my jeans, child.
Absolutely devastating.
I pay rent. You don't. You're walking with your dad.
Absolutely devastating.
Well, I mean, there's... Oh, what other rude things are there? I think that covers it.
I cut my finger the other day, and look at that. I can't bend it properly. There's, like, too much blood in there.
Ooh. Oh, I thought you were doing shadow puppets, but without having...
No, I think it's because I've been keeping it straight and not sort of moving it too much. I need to try
I'm going to drink a mouthful of my tea, so if you can hold the fort for a minute, that'd be great.
My finger's getting much better, which is lovely. That's an improvement. That's it, really. I don't really have much else to say.
Oh, God damn it. Let me drink my tea.
No. Because you've left it to get too cold. That's what this is all about.
It's rapidly cooling. It's at the right drinking temperature. But if I can't trust that you'll... If there's dead air in this podcast, then the subs will launch their nukes. So tell them about the LARP that you're attending this weekend. What's your plan? What's your character?
Well, I don't really have a character.
Oh, I was just about to drink my tea.
I was about to say, I don't really have a character. I'm crewing it, so it's, again, a kind of a combination of lots of things. And I'm going to hope that my nose holds out and my finger holds out. And allergies and a vague feeling of unwell.
Well, you were dyeing a shirt the other day.
I was dyeing a shirt, yeah.
Well, tell us about that.
It's sort of set in like a kind of Camelot-type setting, so... I'm going to go and be an obnoxious bard for a bit, hopefully, but we'll see how it goes.
Do you have a lyre or a lute?
No. I'm going to go and be a poet. So I'm going to take. I'm going to yeah.
A wandering performance poet. The things you see when you don't have
a
gun.
I'm going to take paper and my quill and ink because my pointless party trick is coming up with iambic pentameter on the fly. So if you give me a topic. American slang. You'll have to talk for a second.
I'll have to talk for a second, and so here we are at the point of the podcast where I remind you that this podcast is sponsored by Pop-Tarts. That's Pop-Tarts. Anything could be inside them. You're trusting them that there's strawberry inside them just because there's strawberry on the packaging. It could be anything.
We looked into a book that's full of words and found a mix of golden polished turds. There we are. That was our experience of looking into the dictionary.
Yeah, thank you for that, Catherine. That's very kind.
So like my pointless little
your party trick.
Yeah, party trick.
Also do a very good.
But give me 10 minutes Kate and Bush. I'll write someone. But that's not a LARP weekend.
Can you?
So I'll just be walking around as a kind of bard for sale. Bard for hire, and then write sort of mildly offensive, mildly offensive in the sort of
Estonians can't swim.
He bravely ran away, kind of sense,
gentle ribbing, rather than
not actually genuinely offensive, no, but like in a sort of slightly double-edged, gently puncturing all of the knights that are wandering around, kind of way. The vibe for the event is,
that's the knight, a knight deflating. Sale. A knight deflating.
Yeah, so I'll do that for a bit.
Very nice.
And then, yeah.
Will you be running about?
We'll be running about. There'll be some monsters. There always are. We might be undead for a bit. That's always fun.
Very
good. I like being undead, especially if you're slow undead. You can just sort of shamble and have a bit of a rest. Mm.
Have you seen the Lego Dungeons & Dragons set?
I have seen a big dragon. It looks
quite
cool.
There is a big dragon that's attached to a castle. There is a gelatinous cube.
Is there a gelatinous cube? I've not seen a skull inside.
Right. Welcome to the bit of the podcast where we look at a Lego Dungeons & Dragons.
That's cool. I like gelatinous cubes. I've got a real fondness for them. I know a lot of people do.
So, this is...
Oh my God.
£300.
Oh my God!
But
that's
it is
real cool.
Extremely
that's
sick.
Really cool.
So look,
there's a beholder.
Who's this guy here? That's a little sort of dragon bard.
There's a little dragon bard.
Who's this here, wife?
Who's that? It's an owl bear.
And what are these guys?
Oh, are they myconids?
They look like little mushroom guys
people.
To me.
They look like myconids.
And who's this?
A gelatinous cube.
Oh no, there's some guy with a skeleton. Oh, that's one of they. What are they called?
It's a displacer beast.
Yes.
The little.
What do
cats.
I think they are? I think they're curls from Final Fantasy, but they're not.
They're sort of similar. No, that's a displacer beast.
That's an egg, presumably a magical dragon egg.
Oh, that looks like some candles as well. That looks like a wizard's tower to me.
Doesn't this look sick
it looks
as
extremely
hell?
Good. Oh, that looks adorable. Look at the little owl bear.
Oh. The fifth musketeer. There's a Twitter user whose username is OwlBearCamu. Which
really nice.
I do not stand on my tea, little kitty cat, and do not pause the recording with your feet. That's the song we sing when we try and just desperately hope that Yuna the cat
don't stand on
does
my
something
phone.
Normal. Oh no, a free gift with a purchase. Look at that little chick.
Oh, a little spring garden house. That's adorable.
We're just having a look at... Hello, Yuna. No, don't do that either.
Let me see some more details of some of the little figures.
Ooh, hang on.
Oh, go
just,
back. Well, I'm looking oh, there's a nice little egg.
Yeah. More details of the figures. what we got here. So, yeah, little skeleton.
Yeah, little skeleton.
There's a guy there with, like, a potion bottle.
Oh, he's got a healing potion. Very good. Yep. They do look like little myconid people.
Oh, Ewan is now washing my wrist. Thanks.
Oh, there's a tentacle down there. Oh, no.
Oh, look, there's a picture.
Oh my god, look, it's a little dragonborn couple with their egg. That's adorable.
Oh, this looks sinister. I'm
not
sure what
that is. That's cool. There's a tentacle.
Yep, there's... is that a little pub? In plain sight is the pub.
Oh, very good.
That's just a little extra bit.
Yeah.
A little dragony bit there.
Oh, this is so cute. Oh, look, the little elf with a key.
Is he a drow, do you think, or an orc?
I don't know. It might be a drow or an orc. I don't know.
Bunch of lads
there's
here
some,
at the
some
inn.
Some lads at the inn, yeah.
With a stick.
The traditional massive chicken wing. Oh, the minifigs. Like, it's not even a minifig, it's just a beholder. That's brilliant.
Isn't it well good?
The gelatinous cube is
the gelatinous cube is great.
And I do like the displacer beast. That's so sweet.
It's extremely cool, isn't it? And it looks like it's
adorable.
A kind of modular thing as
well.
Yeah. Oh. So there we go.
That's really nice. I liked that.
Oh, we should do a Lego podcast so we can buy Lego and claim it back as a tax expense. Did I talk to you about my idea for this of a YouTube series called The Write-Off, where every single thing that you buy, you record a YouTube video about it and then claim it back on your taxes. And so every time you pay your rent, you're like, what's up, guys? Welcome to The Write-Off. I've just paid $2,000 for this.
To be
lovely.
I think HMRC would look very poorly upon such an endeavour.
Hey guys, I've just paid off my tax return this year, so we're going to do an unboxing.
Yeah, I don't think that would cut the mustard.
You guys, today I was feeling kind of hungry, so I bought a Tesco meal deal. It's a prawn sandwich, a bottle of Lucozade, a bag of crisps. Let's see what's inside. You do a video for all of them. They can't... None of these have got pills in, by the way, don't worry. Like, what... Surely,
you know, what are you chewing?
And yes, I know that she's after a gold coin, a chocolate gold coin.
Can you just, like, make sure she doesn't?
Yeah, she can't get at it. It's hidden. I know.
She's standing on the sound box.
I know that the rules are holy and explicit.
She's literally going for the sound
box. She's not going for the sound stuff.
She's going for the knob.
No, she wasn't.
She was. She was about to eat it.
She wasn't eating the knob.
I can see from this angle.
I can see from this angle. This is the point where I remind you that our bickering is always friendly. Like, on off microphone we disagree, but I think microphone it's a...
It's not even kayfabe. It's just we've got
combative.
An ongoing bicker.
Can you, Una, can you be just a different kind of guy? Right, you keep talking to the microphone, Catherine, while I move this little animal.
Oh, she's so cute, though.
I'm over on this side now. Isn't that...
Look at her peering under the...
Because the sound mix is normally I'm on that side over here. But now I'm on this side.
Oh, no.
And so whoever's listening to this just had the experience of me moving
around. The cat is, like, getting closer and closer to creeping underneath the monitor. She looks like a tiny displacer beast. Oh. That was rude. Oh, my God. Guy just used my LARP axe to gently kind of... shoo her, but she got startled.
I was going to use it to pat her gently on the bottom, but I think because
it's quite big.
Because it's a shape that she's not familiar with.
And
she did put
big.
On a turn of speed.
She did, bless her.
But good.
She's been obsessed with the crickets for the last couple of days in the kitchen, so I've had to start gently spraying her.
For those of you who aren't aware or
the
are maybe new to the
side.
Podcast, my creepy wife, in her infinite Wednesday Adams wisdom, has a tarantula, one of those little eight-legged guys that lives in your house for 30 years.
Nice.
And so Catherine feeds the tarantula crickets, which does mean occasionally when I'm streaming, I'll tell a joke. Obviously, there'll be silence because the only response from the audience I get is text. And then I'll hear crickets in the background. It's like having a machine for rolling a tumbleweed through the house when I say something funny.
Yeah.
I'm being heckled by my domicile. So in the kitchen, we have a little enclosure as what crickets live in.
Yeah, a special house for them.
And to Una the kitten, this is the single most thrilling thing in the world because it's a box full of tiny jumping things that go...
Yeah, daft little bockins.
And so for the past couple of days, she's been getting up on the side in the kitchen, patting at it, running at it.
I think she's very, very slightly caught her lower lip.
To lip. Yeah. I think there also might be... Because there was... So Una looks like she got a slightly swollen lower lip. She's always had a little bit of no hair. I think there's even less hair on there. And the fact that it's bald makes it look even grosser.
I think she's caught it slightly because she's been banging her face against the plastic trying to get in there. But until I can discourage her.
I don't think she's very smart.
No, we'll keep an eye on
her. I think she's very charming.
Oh, yeah. She's a little sweetheart, but she's also extremely dim. Is she on the sofa?
No, I thought she went the other way. I thought she went this way.
Did she? Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I think she's gone that way. Why are we...
Goodness only. I'm just wondering because Moxie was sort of looking at the other bit of the sofa very suspiciously. But anyway, yes, cat updates aside.
Cat updates aside.
Yes, so that will be nice.
Cat updates aside.
Also, I am allowed to do some gentle lifting at the gym.
Oh, yes,
again,
you've been to the old physiotherapist.
It's been very, very helpful.
You've realised that one of your legs is 3 miles longer than the other.
Yeah.
And that has been
very unhelpful.
Issues, and now that you've got a 3-mile-long shoe insert...
Yeah, I can stride purposefully across the countryside.
Or a minus 3-mile-long shoe insert. Yeah. So it's a shoe with a 3-mile-deep hole in it that you put on. Yeah. So it brings both legs...
to the surface.
Yeah. Conceptually, I quite like that.
Well, it's like the idea
of
a portable
hole.
Hole.
Yeah. Yeah, like an Acme portable hole. Yeah. But for a shoe.
Pants are shoes for your buttocks.
Thank you, the German language.
For your butt cheeks.
For your butt cheeks.
Yeah.
For your butt cheeks.
Buttocks are very funny.
I thought you were going to say buttocks are the legs for your trousers. Oh, hang on. Buttocks are the feet.
Trousers.
Buttocks are the feet for your trousers.
Trousers are the socks for your legs.
Yes. Okay. Trousers are the socks for your legs. Yeah. What are socks?
Socks. Are they your hand shoes?
They are hand gloves.
They're your foot gloves.
Hang on.
Socks are foot gloves.
Why did I say hand gloves? Because they're was that? Did you just do some active knitting on your
finger? I just caught the cut with my other nail.
Oh, love.
I'm airing it, as you should. That means it's unprotected at the moment, so I'm going to have to pop a little...
Make sure you bring some... This is just back to life admin now. Make sure you bring some plasters with you to LARP so you don't tense. In it
Excuse
and
me
such.
For a moment while I just get rid of that section which keeps catching.
That's fair enough. And this is as good a time as any to remind you that this podcast is once again sponsored. Are you clipping your... Good grief. Could you...
Ow. Clipping my nail on a podcast. Yes, I am, so it doesn't catch. To be fair, that needed doing now because it keeps catching.
You could have walked away. I wonder what that'll sound like. In the mix. What was that? In the mix. In the mix. That was I think Grand Theft Auto either 3 or the original Grand Theft Auto part of the soundtrack for that. There we go.
Is that going to be your thing that you say for the next 3 days?
No, it might not be.
Might not be.
That was the ballad of Chaplips Calhoun by the late Sideways Hank O'Malley. And you know what? That was so good, I reckon I'll play it again. Oh, what's she just knocked over?
A remote control.
Something.
Because she's on the coffee table and I think she just tried to stand on Moxie and Moxie was like, rightly, what
She has been standing on Moxie a lot.
So, last night she tried to stand on Moxie and Moxie was like, excuse me! And then nipped Una on the bum and
she
it was
did.
Very funny.
She nipped Una right on the bum,
that
which
was very funny. She deserved it. Yeah, you know what, Una? You stand on Moxie, you will get nipped on the bum.
That's as the old saying goes.
Yeah, yeah.
If you stand on Moxie, you'll get nipped on the bum.
Exactly.
Let's nip this in the bum.
Oh, no. I saw a book the other day, the cover of a book, which seemed to suggest that the cure for all ailments is to
drink your own piss.
Squeeze your butt cheeks.
Oh.
Like to contract
specifically
anus.
My butt cheeks.
One's
so like people
cheeks.
Have to queue up
no.
like it's Lord's.
No.
I was quite excited about the miraculous
One's
power
own
of my
butt
ass.
Cheeks.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel less special.
I have my doubts about the scientific rigor and efficacy of this method.
Can I offer you a thought?
You can.
Passive aggressive bop it.
Right, explain.
Well, you know Bop It. It's the object that's Bop It, Twist It, Flick It, Spin It. Show me how good you are. Like one of that. Wasn't that a...
That was a Spice Girls.
Yes. You know, so bop it, spin it, bop it.
Yeah.
Tug it.
I've seen them, but never, like,
are you never interacted with a bop it?
I don't think so, no. It was sort of a toy of rich children.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I never had one, and again, I only interacted with it in the company of the wealthy.
It was a toy of rich children.
Yeah.
Like the little robot cassette player thing, or the radio, whatever it was. Player. It was a Tomy little robot or something. What were other rich kid toys? A lot of Sylvanian family stuff.
You maintain that the Cadbury's vending machine...
Oh, that was...
Where you'd put pence, and it was entirely plastic, and a very small bar of Bourneville chocolate or something.
The snowman-shaped slushy maker. That
Mr.
was
Frosty,
rich,
yeah, he's that was a rich such kid fun. Toy. He makes treats for everyone. No, he doesn't. He only makes treats for kids whose parents
can afford
very, it.
I mean, any kind of, like, little, you know, car.
Apparently they're wildly underwhelming, a Mr. Frosty, in your adulthood.
I can imagine.
But I suppose you could just buy a margarita machine instead.
Yeah, that's true. What were we talking about before that?
Passive-aggressive bop it.
Oh, yeah. Explain.
Well, either, instead of it going, bop it, flick it. It's like, bop it, I suppose, if you must. Like, if you're ever going to get round to flicking it, that would be great. And then just occasionally you'd get a note on the fridge.
Wow. Which is like, this is my cheese.
No, twist it would say.
Oh.
Yeah. And so it's... Is there a sketch in that? Should I be asked
no,
to do...
No, I don't think so.
Well, don't... Like,
because it requires too much explaining.
No, I don't think so. You know what a bop it is? Introducing passive-aggressive bop it. And then it's like, kinda. There's a note on the fridge. That's all I've got so far, a note on the fridge. But to be fair, it's an idea that's developing in real time. And if you wanted...
So when you said passive-aggressive bop it, my brain kind of went automatically to the passive bit. And I was like, what, don't bop it? Don't flick it. Just put it down.
That's not what passive aggressive
means. No, I know.
Means.
That's I know.
Well, this feels like a you problem.
Yes, it is.
Why am I talking to you for investment if you won't? If you'll only listen to the first word of my sentences. This really seems like a
I'm
failure.
Not investing in anything.
Well, of course not, because anybody who comes to you and says, "Hello, I've got an idea for you. It's a kind of horse, but it's made out of metal and it runs on petrol." You just hear, "It's a kind of horse," and you go, "We fucking got them. Why would I want another one of them?" It's a phone that you can carry. We've already got phones.
No.
See, this is it. You need to listen to more of the... Go beyond the hose, Sam.
Beyond the hose.
You need to listen to more of the sentence.
Oh. It wasn't that I didn't. It was that was the bit that my brain sort of immediately latched onto, because passive-aggressive bop it is not a sentence that anyone has uttered in the English language before.
Well, this is why it's such a good moneymaker. It's these new and engaging ideas...
Paste.
...that bring people back, draw them into the fold...
Worst idea for that kind of toy.
What, for like a bop it thing?
Yeah.
So it's the same bop it,
but
the speaker is 100 miles away.
Yeah, that's good.
And
thinking, like, you could gamify it and have it at work. You know, excel it.
Ugh.
Add it. Subtract it. Ooh. Ooh. Oh my god. That's what work
that's
is.
What job is, yeah.
That's what job
you've
is.
Just invented job.
I've invented job. Office job.
Scalding hot.
Yeah. Radioactive.
Gaseous.
Gaseous? I don't know.
A gaseous boppet.
Yeah.
Like... My name's Gaseous Boppet, and I've been running this barbecue stand since 1947. That's very deep south. I didn't mean to go for something like that. Should have gone for a kind of Texas.
Was there like a
hello,
kind of...
I'm from Texas. Yee-hoo!
What was the Simon Says kind of...
Simon.
Yeah. Was that an actual toy?
Simon.
What?
No, it's called Simon.
Is it?
Yeah.
What was that then?
Colours, I think.
What was it?
And it would be like, beep, boop, bop, beep. And so you'd have to go, beep, boop, bop, beep. Because if you went, beep, boop, beep, bop, it would go, no! Like that.
Why was it Simon?
Because Simon Says.
Yeah, but why?
Because he's wind his fucking neck.
Did you have to do... It was when...
I've never interacted with one of these.
No, I mean, like, because it was a game, wasn't it? Like, it was a children's game out with the toy.
The concept of Simon Says. So Simon Says, go to patreon.com/IDLMpodcast and give us a couple of pounds a month to help keep the lights on, as opposed to lay an egg.
Lay an egg. Okay, right, fine. Thanks.
What? No.
I don't know. I just, you know, I was sort of struggling for something there.
What were you struggling
it's
for?
It's never reached the surface.
Well, come on, let's get
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's apply a hot compress to your thoughts and see if we can...
They need a bit of hot compress.
And see if we can bring the boil of cognition to a squeezable head. That's what you were doing while you were writing your dissertation.
It was, yes, it was.
Like,
it
all
was.
That time you spent stomping around the house going, oh, I don't want
it. That's you've precisely hit it. That's exactly what it is. I wish I had been, like, more well to write that. I'm pleased with what I got, you know. Like, I got a distinction overall, but the essay itself was judged, like, right at the top of the merit. What's the word? Sort of boundary, which again I'm quite pleased with, considering I was, you know, it was all first draft essentially, because I didn't have time.
You were not thriving.
I was not thriving for most of that year, like physically. If it wasn't mentally, it was physically, and vice versa, and sometimes both at once. So I'm glad that I submitted the kind of special circumstance and all that. But I wish I had more time. But having said that, I do have more time. You know, now I can go back to it.
I can revisit it
and you know, update it in line with, you know, the suggestions, and then see if someone wants to publish it.
Yeah. What sort of thing would you? Is it like a London Review of Books sort of thing?
God, no, like a sort of specialist journal. You know, see if anyone's interested.
A specialist German.
Yeah, or even like a, you know, an online kind of science fiction.
Why not an LRB?
Oh, goodness, no.
No, that's not an answer. That's just saying no.
Oh, because it's not the style of thing that they'd want. It's a sort of lit-crit essay that's, you know, more in line with a journal.
Fair enough.
I mean, it's a little bit, you know, up myself to think it could be published.
But no, I don't think it is. I think it's a
It would need work, obviously. And as I say, I'm disappointed that... I'm not disappointed in myself, because I did my best. I actually did my best. Like, I was thinking, like, you know, could I have done more? Actually, no. Mm. I just couldn't. And I was struggling even, you know.
Given the circumstances, you did very well.
I did
indeed.
Really well.
I think it's reasonable to be disappointed with the circumstances.
That's what I'm disappointed with. Yeah. I'm disappointed with the circumstances, because I did want to get a really good mark on that essay. And I did. I mean, you know, I did get a good mark. It was, as I say, it was like one sort of bound below the distinction. Which, again, considering I'd barely revisited it and just sort of bashed it out and hoped for the best, I'm pleased with. But
yeah, if you'd had either more time or the ability to devote more time,
it was as you know, as the physio and the therapist said in their sort of submissions, it was just because I wasn't sleeping properly because my back and hip were so painful. And that meant I couldn't concentrate, and the brain was just falling over.
Yeah, it turns out it's very hard to construct elaborate and well-argumented thoughts. Well-argued thoughts when you're not sleeping and you're really sad and you're in pain and everything's hard and your husband's really handsome.
It is hard, but I did my best.
You did, and you got a distinction for it. Like, that's... What's the mark that's higher than a distinction?
There isn't one.
Okay.
But not for that essay.
Oh, right. So the fact that you got a distinction
overall,
doesn't
so,
count.
So, yeah, they boosted me up overall because of the, like, mitigating circumstances. You know, the special circumstances submissions. But there's a little bit of my brain that goes, well...
I've got some advice.
They just felt sorry for you. That was a pity.
That's their business model.
There's a little bit of my brain sorry for people. That's just like, well, you didn't really deserve that.
I know
that's not true.
You are not special enough for them to feel sorry for you.
I know. I am
special to me.
I'm just articulating the, you know, the bit of the brain that is like...
That goes whiz bang.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. It shouldn't do, because it's a very smart brain.
And as we have discussed, I would love, love, love to do a PhD.
That's patreon.com/...
No.
We can do a PhD.
Yeah.
We can make it work.
I can make it work. I'm thinking about UCL, actually, because it's really, really good and easier to get to.
Nah, you should do Oxford.
No, because then we'd have to move house.
Oh, then we'd move house.
I don't think I want to... unless I have a lot of money. I don't want to leap out of a secure tenancy with a good landlord.
This feels like maybe a conversation that can be
offline.
Be taken offline, because I have many thoughts about this.
Yeah.
I don't know what that noise was.
I don't either.
No. Should we do it again?
No. And that's even if Oxford would take me.
I mean, I'm sure they would.
I mean, if we're gonna do that, then I'd apply to Cambridge. You know, because it's a nicer city and there's nicer places to live.
Ooh.
It's a bit smaller.
I remember when I first met your parents, it was in Cambridge.
It was in Cambridge, yeah. We went
and
up to Pembroke.
We went into somewhere where there was a revolving door, and I was talking to your father. And I didn't... I panicked, and to continue the conversation, got in the same section of the revolving door as him. And then sort of awkwardly bumped against each other for 7 seconds before tumbling out the other end. Oh, God!
Yeah. Bless.
Think about that fairly regularly. Dreadful.
Aww.
Just normal things that a normal man would do.
Yeah, that's just normal.
That's
man.
Me. Just the Guy Kelly. Just the regular man. Regular human man, Guy Kelly.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm feeling like it's getting towards that time.
That ptarmigan.
Yeah. Oh, are ptarmigans the round ones?
I think so.
They're very, very round. What's the bird that's very, 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 very round?
Quail. Those we discussed very, very this on round. The last episode.
No, but like, you know, there's. I'm thinking of like a picture of like a white bird in snow that's very round. Is that a ptarmigan?
Ostriches.
No.
It's a fucking emu, you cunt. Right, you're walking a fucking ostrich. It's a fucking emu, you cunt. Give us a look, then. Oh, are you angry at each other? Is this friendly? Is this going to be a fight? What is this? Oh, rural England.
You grew up in somewhere. Like
yeah, a there. Real dreadful shithole. Yeah. And of course that's put the willies up
your
me.
Your parents' house was nice. That whole area was nice.
It was a nice area in the middle of a dreadful shithole. Have I mentioned the time that we sat in the back room and watched the Working Men's Social Club next to our house burn to the ground?
Yeah. I mean, when I was like, was it like 2000 or something? 2001? I can't remember. Anyway, there was loads of riots up at the estate just up from my parents' house. I remember all the helicopters.
Yeah.
So, you know, same difference.
That's because your dad had been out nicking garden gnomes.
Wow.
How many garden gnomes do you have before it's a collection? Furthermore,
four.
How many garden gnomes do you have in your garden, front or back, before
right
your neighbours... No. Oh, my God.
Because we've got...
Oh, my God.
One.
Before your neighbours start saying, or referring to your house as the gnome house.
Yeah, that's... I think it's four.
Four?
Wait, I think three garden gnomes is an eccentricity, like
right.
a little an affectation. Four garden gnomes is a problem.
A further question. Mm. Does it depend on the grouping? So I think in our garden we could have four garden gnomes in different locations and there would be... Like, it's not a big garden.
No.
But I think you could place them strategically so that it doesn't crowd the place. Whereas if you
We've
have
got a lot of iron and metal,
if
birds,
you have an area where there's four garden gnomes and like it's within the space of a square meter,
do you mean like it's a sort of
not even
a tableau,
a scene. Not even a tableau,
not even a scene.
But if you like, if you had four unrelated garden gnomes within a square meter of each other, that then looks more
right. Okay,
I think that looks like
what?
More gnomes
it's
than
weirder.
Five garden
yeah.
gnomes.
It's weirder to have. Like four
Unrelated
or five
gnomes.
Garden gnomes in a small area that are not part of a scene.
Yes.
They're all just separately placed. That's weird.
Okay. So...
And they're all identical.
That's what I was about to say. So I was going to say, you've got, like, in decreasing order of acceptability, you've got four or five garden gnomes acting out a little scene.
Yeah.
Four or five different but unrelated gnomes not involved with each other.
In the same space.
In the same space.
See, right at the top, I think, is like four or five unrelated gnomes spread out across the garden.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And then four or five identical gnomes, unrelated in their activities, grouped together. That's...
What? Is it worse if it's as if there is a scene? Or is it worse if they're just sort of... Because if it's...
Just in different, like, not facing each other, but not facing away from each other. You'd be like, is this... Are you assembling an army to guide you into the afterlife?
I think we should do this.
Okay, hang on.
Is it worse if... I think we just need to give some thought to this. Is it worse if they're all, like, in the same space, roughly, mm-hmm. but but sort of ignoring each other.
Yeah.
Or they're all
they're in
the same
line.
Space. They're in a line.
Oh.
Or failing that, like a kind of like, you know, slightly, they're, it's supposed to be a tableau, which is worse.
I think it's worse if they're not related. I think if it's a tableau, you're trying to do something.
And if they're in a line, is it worse if they're all facing the same way?
Or
like
facing
they're in a
outwards.
Queue. Yeah, or like they're in a queue, or if they're facing towards you, like a choir.
Facing towards you is bad. Facing in a line, like in one direction,
I think that's
is
the
weirder.
Worst. That's the worst.
Circle facing inwards or circle facing outwards?
Oh, circle facing inwards looks like a little choir. Oh,
okay.
That's
circle
see,
facing
that's...
outwards. Defending territory.
Defending territory. Circle facing inwards, all of the same one, makes them look like a little choir. So that makes it more normal.
Right.
But so they'd have to be... So the worst thing is, right, they'd have to be unrelated in the small area, but with no rhyme or reason to it, like not attempting a tableau. All of the same gnome.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
That I want you to take seriously enough that you sort of put to one side... In the same way that economists would say, ceteris paribus.
Yeah.
Like, all other things being equal... Take this seriously. Don't worry about like the practical implications of the initial suggestion, right?
Okay.
We sell the car.
Right.
The house that we live at has got assigned parking spaces for each house.
Yeah.
We sell the car. We get some AstroTurf or just some like loose sod.
Right.
We AstroTurf or loosely sod the parking space.
Okay.
6-inch white picket fence around it to delineate it as our space.
Yeah.
Gnomes. Not like...
All the same one.
Not, oh, it's a football team, or, oh, look, it's a cricket pitch, or, oh, it's a rugby... No. This isn't
just
a themed...
Like they're in an enclosure.
Yeah, this is... like, maybe a pile of straw.
And a little
just
arch.
Some seed. And a rabbit arch.
And loads of, and it would have to be the same.
Loads of them.
Ghastly.
Just facing
I'm actually crying. Laughing.
And not like, oh it's the
God.
Same gnome, but they're all posed differently.
Yeah,
so there's one. Like, no. It's
gnome.
Just like phoning up a garden supply shop and be like, I'd like 20 identical gnomes, please.
Right. Which is better? A fishing gnome. They're all fishing gnomes. Or just standing.
I think just standing.
I like just standing.
Yeah, I think fishing gnome, it cuts
it's
through
got
the
too much
initial.
Character.
Yeah, it's got. Yeah. They're just standing. Maybe in the dead of night you go out and you move them about.
Like, you just feel like 80 gnomes.
Yeah, so one day the neighbours come down.
Or you can start off with two and then add them.
Like one day the neighbours come down.
Oh, who was that? Oh, yes, my breeding gnomes.
We sell them
to
service stations for cheap meat.
Oh, I can't breathe. Oh, my God, why is that so funny?
Like, one morning... One morning the neighbours come downstairs and the hutch is just full of, like, you've packed every single... Maybe you've bought a new hutch that's specially made to look like the sides are bulging out.
Yeah. Oh, it's just full of gnomes.
Full of
gnomes. You let them
like
out in the morning.
A little bottle
like
of water with
you wait till 2 in the morning. You're just like, oh, come on, here you go.
No, because then what you do after a couple of months of this... Middle of the night, you bring all the gnomes in.
Oh,
like,
no.
You bring all the gnomes into the house. The following morning, you stand outside, you fucking hell.
Oh,
like, knocking on doors. I'm really sorry to trouble you. You don't have any cats that you let outside, do you? If you let your dog in the garden unsupervised, don't for a couple of days.
Oh, dear. That's real good. That's really, really good.
All it would take is selling the car.
Practically, I need the car. But in principle, do you know what? We should do it on top of the bin thing. We should have a little area of AstroTurf.
Oh, fuck.
With a tiny
Catherine.
So, I really want to do it. There's, oh, my God.
There's no law
there's
that can
nothing,
stop
there's
us.
There's nothing that says we can't. And there's nothing on there.
There's
we
nothing
can't,
on there.
I can't get much to grow because it's always really shady. Yeah. A little square of AstroTurf, a little picket fence and some garden
just a little hutch.
Oh my God.
Is this how people get a reputation for being peculiar?
Oh dear, my face hurts.
If I edited this podcast, what I would do would be go back and start it off and say, folks, I want you to pause the podcast at 54 minutes in, and I want you to send us a message about what the next 10 minutes is going to be like. The closest person gets a quid.
Oh my God, just absolute anarchy.
Hang on, right. Tiny picket fence.
Oh dear.
Oh boy.
Oh, hello,
oh,
Una.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Small picket fence for garden. Small picket fence for garden.
Can you get them? Like a little white fence.
Shit.
Can you get them? Amazing. Oh, yes, that's exactly it. That is exactly it. Yes, yes, yes.
Fuck. A pack of four.
Oh.
Look how dinky they are.
Oh, my God.
$11.99.
Oh. That'd be really funny,
for,
though.
For 35 quid each all in, we could be fucking stupid.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Whose turn is it to go outside and rearrange the gnomes for the morning? Oh, it's mine. Did you change the gnomes about last night? Fuck, I didn't.
It'd have to be a really plain gnome.
Really, just
like one of the ones with a little red hat.
An utterly unadorned traditional garden gnome.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Times seven.
Oh, my goodness. Right, I'm going to do this. That is genuinely my project for the year.
So do you think when we get to the end of the podcast and we encourage people to sign up to our Patreon, they'll be more inclined to give us money knowing there's a chance that this is where it's going?
Oh, that's genuine. I'm genuinely going to do this. This is such a good idea.
Yeah,
it's such a bad idea.
My initial thought was using that area to like cover it with kitchen tiles, so when we have barbecues, we can just spray those down and have like a surface that's a good work surface. But I think...
Garden gnomes, mate.
A little breeding enclosure for gnomes.
For gnomes, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, dear.
Do you reckon our neighbour would look at us differently after a few days?
I like to think they'll just look at it and be like, oh, I feel faint. I actually feel faint.
Hang on, is that how you want them to respond? Or that's...
No.
Are you checking your heart
rate?
Yeah,
I am, because I've had a lot of problems with, like... orthostatic issues over the last couple of days because, you know, the blood pressure issues, you know, I get low blood pressure and I'm genuinely feeling faint. Hello, how's your face doing?
Oh. Right.
You've somehow bashed that, haven't you?
Lovely.
Oh dear. Right, yeah, Garfield, from something funny to something not funny at all.
That has genuinely given me a renewed sense of vigour and purpose. Fuck.
It's such a good idea.
The fun you can have for under £100.
Yeah, I'm like, going to do that.
Lay off square takeaways for a few weeks.
A little square of... Yeah.
Like a few rolls of AstroTurf.
Yeah.
Around 10 garden gnomes.
No, you know, I'm trying to knit.
Basically. You'd have to have a ramekin out as a water bowl.
Definitely done something to that.
Yeah, it's hard to tell whether it's swollen or like just bald.
It came on very suddenly yesterday. She's bashed it, I think. She was banging her face into the cricket enclosure.
She's not a smart little cat.
She's not, no.
Right. Speaking of not a smart little cat.
Oh dear, right, anyway.
Hey, do you... Your cat's attacking your sock.
She's attacking my...
Catherine is currently knitting some rainbow socks. And Una the cat has decided that now is the time for claws. So, do you remember how the comments last time we recorded this said, yeah, but wait for tomorrow's one? And we thought, hey, maybe this is the first time we've seen Garfield say, I hate Mondays. Mm. Maybe it'll be like the pipe strip where the next comic is an interesting pivot. Like the Garfield pipe thing was like, oh, no, the pipe's all grotty with cat, and he gives him it back. And that was great. And really,
I was thinking about
little food bowl.
Little food bowl.
Like peanuts in it or something.
Oh, I don't know. I think that'd be too much. I think just...
Well, no, because then birds land and eat the nuts.
That's true. You could have a little bird feed.
And then we get away from those nuts. Yeah. For the gnomes.
Anyway.
Is this how eccentricities develop?
I don't know.
Oh,
right. Okay.
Christ. I'm very glad I married you. I don't think that there are conversations like this that I could have with many other people. And for them to fully understand me. with a capital U.
Anyway, Garfield. Excuse me.
Anyway, Garfield. Look at that. There's your cough, that is.
Sorry about that.
First panel. Hey, Garfield. Meet Hondo.
Shall I sip of your
water?
Yeah,
please do. Hondo the puppet, says John Arbuckle. He's pointing at a puppet as if Garfield doesn't know that he's got a fucking puppet. I tell you what, though.
Excuse me.
Like this puppet. It's gormless. It looks slightly tatty. What it is a little brown dog puppet with a little black nose, black dangly arms. It looks like there are tufts on it.
It's
so
weirdly bog-eyed.
I don't know if it's like homemade or if it's like just moth-eaten or secondhand or what. But it's a slightly naff.
It's really naff.
Dog puppet. It's actually it's a little bit old woman, young maiden for me. You know that. What's it work?
Optical illusion.
Optical illusion.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of an optical illusion because it flicks for me between mild benevolence and a little bit of a scowl. You see,
yeah,
the top of the eyes are a bit pointed down.
It looks a bit threatening.
It genuinely, I can look at it and in one moment it'll just be like, oh, I'm just a dangly guy. And then in the next moment, it's got a really sinister face. It's the sort of Laurel Yanny Green Needle. What was the Green Needle and like Breakdance or whatever it was? The sound
idea.
Thing. There's one that's that sounds like either Laurel or Yanny, depending on how you listen. And then there's one that's Green Needle or like Break Down. Anyway, John Arbuckle is pointing at this puppet as what is on his hand. Garfield is looking up at the puppet.
Very suspicious.
He's not into this puppet. This is not a cool puppet time. Anything else to add about panel the first?
Garfield looks massive here. Well, he's like, he looks like he's half the height of John Arbuckle.
Oh God, yeah. Like, you're hoping there's an implied table, because otherwise Garfield's got legs that are really long.
But also Garfield looks massive.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe that's part of the setup.
In proportion, yeah.
For because, panel two, John Arbuckle is making the puppets talk, and as he's doing this, he's leaning backwards with one arm sort of back by his face, as if he's doing a magic trick, as if he's going like, whoa, how is this happening?
He thinks he's being really funny.
He's
waggling the puppet around.
He's waggling the puppet around. The puppet's arms are still hanging by its side. Its eyes are somehow more open. Its mouth is open. There's a tongue. Its ears are... There's a big waggle thing. Its ears are up. There is a speech bubble with a dashed line around it, which I don't know if it's supposed to be sotto
voce
or doing a voice.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, while obviously it's John trying to make it look like the puppet's talking by doing a voice, the speech roll looks like it's coming out of his other hand.
Yes, it does, actually.
And if a puppet's going to talk, the speech bubble
should come from the puppet.
Yeah. Or the man's mouth.
I don't think John Arbuckle understands the concept of puppets.
Do you think he's throwing his voice, but he's throwing his voice to his nude hand?
Yeah, his nude hand.
Fuck, that's a great idea. Shit!
A ventriloquist act
where you've got a puppet, but the other hand, you're moving it, and you make it look like it's that hand. Fuck!
The thing is, you'd have to be a ventriloquist.
And we all know what happens to them.
Do we? What? What happens to ventriloquists?
Well,
anyway.
My lips are sealed.
Yeah.
Because they... No, okay.
I don't think it would be funny with a dummy. You'd have to have, like, a puppet where it's like, you know, you open your hand.
Yeah. And the puppet... via the nude hand, via John Arbuckle, says, ha, Garfield, you're sure fat. Ha ha ha. Garfield looks not only unimpressed, but also like he's been skewed in paint.
Mm.
You know how you'd skew a shape and it would just go...
Yeah,
like
he does. Yeah.
Leading to panel the third, Garfield is moving away from John. He's turned his back. He looks very grumpy. He doesn't look like he's been, like he's leapt into any kind of activity.
No, he just looks like he's walking away.
John looks shocked with his eyes pointing down at what used to be the puppet, but he's now his, well, it looks sort of smudged. It looks like
there's been an explosion.
Yeah,
I was literally about to say it looks like there's been an explosion. There's a cloud of smoke
rising from his naked hand. His hand is naked. His wrist is still clothed with the
remnants sort of puppet.
With the back end of the puppet. So it's still got the arms.
The implication, I think, is that Garfield has just mangled this
just
to the point...
savaged it to bits.
To the point of where the friction has been so intense that it has caught fire.
Do you think that's part of it? Because
I don't know. I think it's just to indicate destruction.
Indicate prior frenzy. Yeah. To indicate off-screen frenzy. I do think that in the comments there'll be lots of people saying, ha-ha, it looks like Garfield blew up the pub.
Probably, yeah. He set it on fire.
I think there'll also be lots of people potentially incorrectly saying something about Garfield. This is the first time he's been told he's fat.
It's not the first time. We've had salad conversations before.
Thoughts about this?
Oh, I don't care for it. It's boring.
I quite like the puppet. I think it looks kind
of
ratty.
Yeah, the puppet's all right, but like any humorous. Of the Garfield is fat stuff is tedious.
Oh,
to
God,
me.
Yeah. I think the nude puppet's hand, that like a sooted hand with the remnants of a puppet dangling off it, I think that's funny. It's not laugh out loud, but I don't hate to look at it. What do you think?
Spam. I don't hate to look at it.
Okay, fair enough. Do you know what you do hate to look at?
No, the comments.
Yay! Again, if we had, like, jingles. Pookie and Odie, almost 14 years ago, says, this is the only appearance of Hondo.
Yes.
There's one reply. Dollars to Donuts, this is going to be Vulo the Face Borrower saying something about, like, a biblical character.
You're absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah, he died right before our eyes. He was murdered. Was it justified? It was John saying all those terrible things after all. Sins of the father, etc. I was right. Mm. What a dark world this can be. This comic strip has me going to dark places within my old soul. Within my own soul. I hope you're doing well. Garf it up. Again, I find it difficult.
They're doing their own thing, yeah, I guess, but it doesn't appeal to me.
No. Like, they've found their water and they're swimming in
it.
Yep. Jeremy, 74826, almost 14 years ago, says, I was here.
Is it a Kilroy?
There's something quite hauntingly beautiful, like the mark that this person has left
here.
On the world.
Mm. And chanced upon it.
I've not seen that username before in the comments.
No, they were here.
Two vast and trunkless legs of stone.
Wherever you are, Jeremy 74826, I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, et in Arcadia ego. Mm. Garf plus Candher equals great. He sure showed that puppet. Inside Thenful, nobody calls Garfield fat. That's factually...
John just did, yeah, with the puppet.
Via the medium of puppet. Yeah. Garfield stands by the fact that he can as much as he wants and not be fat, nor be called that.
Fine. Angel Princess 72, poor Hondo. Yeah, okay.
Miney Boy says Hondo needs to make a comeback. Heroes in a half-shell turtle power. From this day on, Garfield hates puppets. Is that established Garfield lore?
I have no idea, I'm afraid.
Does he have a distaste
it
for...
It might be. I don't know. Hondo evolved into Pookie. Did he?
It was super epic. Pookie's the teddy bear.
Is it?
I think. R.I.P. Hondo. Presumably, is that a pun because he ripped the puppet as well? If Garfield knew that it was John calling him fat.
Oh, yeah, I think he does.
I think he did. Hondo Onaka makes a cameo in Garfield.
That must be an anime thing. I don't understand.
How did he dash? Says blank username. And there's seven replies.
Oh, my God.
First reply, yep, and I didn't realise you were Chocolate Rhino. Is that your Fortnite skin now?
They must be someone who's deleted their comments.
I don't know. An image flip link, yep, and then okay with loads of... What has happened here?
Really weird. This is like looking at the aftermath of a battlefield.
Yeah, so like putting your ear to the ground.
Yeah.
Something has happened
Something
here.
Something occurred here.
Moondrop needs caffeine, RIP Hondo, 1978 to 2022. Fluffy THM says, the first appearance of Garfield's psychokinetic powers. And you know what? That's a novel thought.
All right, yeah, no, I'll allow it.
Yep. Not cool, John, says Cookie 1371. Yep.
Gregory Limmins, John deserved this one.
Okay. I'm saying, you know, I'm quite surprised that people are taking Garfield's side on this. I'm good for them.
Fat Cat Animations, I'm surprised John's hand isn't gone as well.
Please don't.
If you haven't got anything useful or productive to say, don't say it.
So I'll just say this username, please don't eat bear meat.
Okay.
Please don teat. Be arm eat. Please don teat.
Be arm eat.
R.I.P. Hondo, 1978. And then Spaceman Spiff CCE says death to Hondo. I believe it was Spaceman Spiff CCE who also said first person to reply to this gets $10,000. I wonder if that ever...
What transpired?
Came to fruition.
I doubt it
as well. So you're a liar, Spaceman Spear. And then again, if it was true and they had that money to burn, it's dangerous waters to call them a liar. Could get sued to oblivion. Shit. I just invented Pascal's wager, but for stupid pricks.
I might have done, yeah.
Myself included. Well.
Well.
This has been an episode. I thought it was, I thought we were on to hiding to nothing for a little bit of it, but it certainly pokes up around the end.
I don't think so. I've enjoyed myself as usual.
Jolly good. You've knitted some sock.
I've knitted some sock.
You know, the cat's scooted around the place at tremendous speed.
Oh, dear. I still feel a bit faint. I'm going to have to waggle my legs before I get up.
Oh, love. Oh. What, from laughing?
Yeah. When I was walking back from my physio, I was like feeling a bit like, oh God, am I going to have to sit down?
It astonishes me that given the man that you're married to, you have low blood pressure.
It's because of hormones and combined with
hypermobility.
Hypermobile issues. So yeah, at the moment, when I stepped onto the travelator in Sainsbury's yesterday, for example, my knee just went backwards.
Jesus.
It just went whoop. As I sort of stepped onto it.
Don't care for that.
Yeah, and everything at the moment is like real uncomfortable and, yeah, respiratory rate through the ceiling for no particular reason. It's not no particular reason, it's just hormones.
Do you know what I find breathtaking?
Mm.
That was a pivot to the Patreon.
Oh, right, yeah.
Never mind. Thank you for listening to I Don't Like Mondays, the internet's favourite Finnish true crime podcast. We briefly trended in Finland again. I don't know what's happened there.
I don't know.
We take great delight in knowing that we can put something out that makes people smile. Thank you. If you'd like to support us, you can go to patreon.com/IDLMpodcast. Chuck us a couple of quid. Keep the lights on.
Yeah.
If you don't wish to or can't afford to, we completely understand. We would really appreciate it if you could tell a pal or leave us a rating and or a review. Maybe tweet about us. Maybe write IDLM podcast on the side of a horse in a horse-friendly paint. Just let people know.
Yeah.
If you have made a garden gnome enclosure, send pictures to at IDLM podcast on Twitter or IDLMpodcast@gmail.com. If you've sold your car to build a gnome breeding facility, cool. That's just cool. That's neat. Sincerely, thank you for listening. It's been lovely.
Thank you very much, everyone.
We enjoy this.
I enjoy making it, and it's nice to spend time together, and it's nice to spend
time with
you folks.
So yeah. Right. Catherine, what's your opinion about Mondays?
I do not care for them.
Huzzah. Bye.
Bye-bye.